Hello, everyone. This is yet another Cohen Meanderer recording. Strangely enough, this came after I pretty much retired Cohen Meanderer, but everything's still there, everything's set up, so I'll use it on occasion to do another recording. I had something fantastic to say that needed something like this. It is about, basically, putting yourself in a place where you can become like God. One of the first things to recall is when somebody comes and they go, well, I want to be exalted like you are. And you go, did you learn how to control yourself? And that's somewhat euphemistic. Sadly, this culture is so endowed with euphemisms, we don't know what to do. You understand that. You know, it's like, well, you know, be nice to other people. And you go, no, it means don't be a jerk. Of course, you know, this is our philosophy about jerkiness is just crazy. It's usually, don't tell me anything I don't want to hear. And you go, wow, then you're going to be unhappy. No wonder so many people are walking away from God and things like that and saying, I don't want any part of that. It's because they don't want to hear anything that makes them feel bad or sound bad. I remember my kids on occasion said, I don't want to feel guilty. And you go, can I tell you the terrible truth? I said, until you really get yourself pulled together on a large level, you need to feel guilty. We all need to feel guilty. We need to be indicted by the things that we can't, that we are choosing not to control, that we aren't controlling, and we need to become more trustworthy. Because that is our Heavenly Father's, as far as I'm concerned with, that is our Heavenly Father's and Jesus Christ's greatest attribute. That's what makes Jesus Christ the person who is, to which, oh, I don't know how to exactly how to conjugate that or what however you say it, how to, with whom God is, there you go, with whom God is well pleased, is because he has earned a level of trust, a high level of trust, the ultimate level of trust as far as I'm concerned with. Now, when Christ says he's going to do something or something's going to happen that he's going to make happen, he'll do it. I've been reading, we're reading scriptures again. We're in church history and doctrine. So we're mostly, for scriptures, we're mostly reading the Doctrine and Covenants. And the last one that we read, oh, guy, 38-ish, is really quite interesting. And it brings up that Jesus is going to do some pretty nasty stuff. Those of you who think that Jesus Christ is all butterflies and puppy dogs and unicorns, and huggy, huggy, kissy, kissy, you know, love, 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 love. This is, you guys need to read some more scriptures. And in those scriptures, you will find that Jesus Christ is really quite, the term for it is badass. And he does what needs to be done to accomplish what needs to happen. One of the big things that needs to happen is that we need to learn control. Now, this is us. This is on us to a large extent. We need to learn how to control our bodies and our emotions, things like that. That's some rough business. I don't think I have huge anger issues, but they come up, and sometimes in the past I've thought, boy, this is, you know, sometimes I need to express anger more because, you know, people just tend to walk all over you. The biggest thing you need to learn how to control is don't kill other people. Don't kill them. I think we've gotten to the point to where we're like, don't offend them. And you're going, oh, this is, that's almost categorically impossible. Because many people live to be offended. You know, you make me feel bad. And you go, you know what? You need to feel a lot worse than you do. If you're going through life doing the things that you're doing and you're not feeling guilt or remorse or trying to change, be a better person, it said there's something wrong with your psyche, man. You need to feel more guilt. It says, and if it needs to come from somebody telling you, hey, you're screwing up, you're doing bad things, and you need to stop right now, you know, or we need to throw you somewhere, into some jail, prison, something, so that we don't have to deal with it anymore. Yeah, anyway, that's one thing. Now that doesn't seem to be, well, at least for me, it says I don't really think about killing other people. It says that's really not my thing. The other big one, it's a big one for me, is to learn how to control your sexual urges in your mind and in your actions. You need to learn how to stay away. Only use the power to procreate, sexuality. Only use that for its intended purposes, which is to bring souls into the world and to increase the bond between a husband and a wife. The sad part is you have to explain that. A husband's a man, a wife is a woman. It is a productive relationship. It is a productive union, which means that children will be produced by it. Under normal circumstances, some people can't have kids. It says, but it isn't for lack of trying. It says, and don't give up trying. It says, the great part about sex is it's pleasurable. So a husband and wife should do this often. Nobody else should. And God will ultimately, if you have not shown your ability to control your sexual urges, he's going to take away, I don't know how far it goes, I don't know how it works, but you won't be able to, number one, have children. I don't know if it has anything to do with that pleasuring thing. Because to be honest, I think they're all tied together. Like I said, it means that everything that comes with it that made this stuff fun will probably go away if you don't use it responsibly. Boy, it seems like you can't speak almost anything without using euphemisms. You have to use it in the way that God has commanded and dictated. This is what these things are for. This is what it all is. So, that all said, learning how to control your behavior, and Christ went a step further and said you need to control your thoughts too. And it's not just because thoughts lead to actions. It's because you need to be thinking as our dear prophet Russell M. Nelson says, higher and holier. And this all really gets wrapped up in the whole theory of being worthy of trust. It isn't just being ascetic like I tend to be. I tend to just avoid some things. I don't think that's a bad thing to do. I don't think you should be walking into bad places where evil is going on as some kind of a trial to say, I'm going to see if I can overcome this. I am going to go into the opium den and I intend to come out unscathed. And you're going, you are stupid. If the Holy Spirit doesn't go there, it's nowhere you should be going. My understanding, everything about God is about being trustworthy, being worthy of trust. Trustworthy is a good way to say it. And we're all very simple-minded about saying, well, don't you trust me? And you're going, no, you haven't earned trust yet. No, of course I don't trust you. And it's like, oh, how dare you? How dare you say that? And you go, hey, man, it's just that simple. I don't have the impression that you're going to accomplish anything that needs to happen. Okay? All right. You got it yet? Did you go, is that a personal indictment? Yes. Until that moment arrives, you don't have that. And you can come to terms with it all you want to. If you don't care about being trustworthy, well, you're not going to be in a place that requires it. God's precincts, the celestial kingdom, especially to be among those who are exalted. It says, I think that's trait number one, is being trusted. And I'll repeat it again and again and again and again. You need to do things that make this happen. Now, this has to do with a lot of things. Being given assignments, like for me, being given the assignment to minister and watch over people. I've got specific assignments. Do I do a fantastic job? Yeah. I don't know. Ministering is an interesting thing. I don't know how much it means taking care of the management of things. I don't know. But that's probably one of the basic ones that has to do with membership in Christ's church, is that you minister to other people. Anyway, so can be pretty tough assignments. That's all I have to say. We'll leave it at that.